This is a touchy topic. Shops under about $500,000 a year in sales have, for the most part, found this kind of even floating pattern of how to manage their business during COVID. I'm Bruce from Printavo. Welcome back, Print Hustlers. I want to talk to you guys about some things that we're seeing from a high level of Printavo about shops around this size to be able to help you rethink and reset your mindset here. Now, previously, everybody was able just to open up some sort of shop, whether you're a manual printing at home, you're an automatic, and you moved into a more industrial warehouse, and you were just bringing in orders. People were ordering, companies were spending money, everything was floating very easily. A lot of shops had their regular clients, a lot of schools, a lot of events, and a lot of team-based sales drove a huge part of our screen printing-based economy, and a ton of that move to a standstill. Now there's a bit of a leaky faucet here with sales that are coming in slowly and slowly, but for the most part, a lot of shops are around 70 or so percent down that are under that $500,000 in sales mark. Now, shops are showing significant slowdowns though in those categories that are under that $500,000 a year bucket. And the reason why that bucket though is there is because the shops over that have diversified and are more fulfillment partners for their customers. They're doing a lot larger quantities with a lot bigger clients that are more stable in their dollars spent. Now, this doesn't go across everything, right? If you are serving cruise ships and did hugely well before, well, you're probably not doing super hot right now either. But I speak to shops every single day and I talk to them and ask them how things are going. And for the most part, a lot of shops are just waiting for schools and events and teams to really be able to kick back into full gear. And I'm here to say, stop waiting. Things are not going back to normal for quite some time. So don't wait for that change to come back around again. Now is the time for you to be able to make the correct decisions on your sales and marketing side to drive true value. And here's a couple things that are really hard tips you can start doing today. Now, the two different areas that we can all improve upon, whether you're a small shop or a big shop, are sales and marketing. We talk about this so much. If you look at your quote opportunities, how many jobs have you lost in the last 3 months alone that did not convert over to invoices? If you're not tracking that yet, start doing that, whether in Printavo on the quotes pipeline or in QuickBooks or whatever you're using currently. But start looking at those lost opportunities and understanding, why didn't we win these? Was just a price that they wanted that we could not offer? Was it timing? Did they not respond back? Especially the larger jobs, the jobs that are over $500 to $1,000, what happened to those to not convert them in, and be able to write that down and understand reasons. We personally at Printavo, every customer that leaves Printavo, we go through and we talk about it as a team. Myself and our sales leader looks at those numbers and says, why did we not help this shop? What happened here? What can we do better on this one? What happened here? And that's what we focus on over and over again. It does take dedicated time to do, but it's been huge for us to be able to continue to pivot and be able to drive value for our shop. Now, remember on the sales end that T-shirts are just a bridge. We talk about this again and again. T-shirts are just a bridge to be able to help create that value that the customer wanted and wanted to pay for. And so now so many shops are shifting to using online stores. But the thing is, I'm only seeing about a third to half of screen printing shops diving in heavy, head first, into online stores. If you haven't dove in to learning how stores work, you are way behind the eight ball and really have to be able to learn this. Please jump in and start learning. We offer a ton of content, which we will link down below to be able to help you get started. The reason why I push this so hard, and whether it's using Printavo merch for your online store platform or any of the others out there, this is gonna help you deliver value to your end customer. Your organizers don't want to handle sizes, they don't want to handle delivery, they don't want to handle missing sizes, they don't want to handle checks and payments and all that stuff. Offer this value to help them fundraise, offer to help take work off of their plate. Try to really dig deep as far as what these t-shirts are for in their business, organization, or club, or whatever it is, and use stores to be able to help drive that value. On top of that, you can charge more with online stores. You're going to individually bag all the items for QA purposes, but that is something that you can charge an extra dollar or two for each additional order as well. Not only that, when you're looking at that quote pipeline, again, are you following up on those jobs? Are you following up on those potential stores? Maybe are you building a potential store to help them visualize what exactly it looks like? Go to the extra mile, write those handwritten notes. This is gonna make us such a stronger industry when we come out of everything that you are gonna be closing deals left and right. So create that really good sales process. Understand why are we losing jobs? Make sure to follow up and be very, very timely when reaching back out. Follow up again, respond back to original quotes quickly, right? You have to be able to do this all together to be able to create a really strong sales process. Now, with the cherry on top is if you want to be able to measure this, the goal for giving you as a salesperson, or if you have a small sales team, is being able to say, hey, here is the number of invoices that we want to get down our lost quotes to, and then let's drive that and offer a bonus to the team for being able to get them quoted to invoices. And then on the marketing side, there's a lot of really creative opportunities. We talked about making the demo store, showing people what you can exactly do. Use social proof. Hey, we've helped businesses fundraise over $100,000 this year alone. That's really exciting. Create a press release. Send it to reporters in your area. Get some local news on you guys. Do something a little bit creative or different. Maybe donate to a cause or print shirts for homeless. Do something that's very special. Pretend like you're the city's mayor and really go above and beyond to help create value for your community and get that awareness. Companies that are working fully remote struggle to be able to create strong culture and value. Swag is a great way of doing that, right? Show them a couple examples via Zoom. Get on video just as a whole. Hop on to video calls with your customers and show them all of this really good stuff. Or if they can come in, then show them in person as well. But again, there's the three big parts to the marketing, and the top of it is awareness. How much awareness can you get about your company as you drag them into becoming a strong lead and then closing that sale at the bottom? If you need any tips at all with helping to generate ideas around this, don't hesitate. Email me, bruce@printavo.com. I would love to be able to help, or drop a comment below. Like the video and don't forget to subscribe. Thank you guys so much.